Will you please turn to the letter to the Ephesians?
我哋请大家打开以弗所书。
Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书嘅第一章。
We will read from verse 3 through verse 14.
我哋读第三节至第十四节。
I will read it in English first, and my brother will read it in Cantonese.
我哋先用中文先用英文嚟到读，然后我用中文用广东话嚟到读。
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies in Christ, according as he has chosen us in him before the world's foundation, that we should be holy and blameless before him in love, having marked us out beforehand for adoption through Jesus Christ in himself, to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he has taken us into favor in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of offenses, according to the riches of his grace, which he has caused to abound towards us in all wisdom and intelligence, having made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in himself for the administration of the fullness of times, to head up all things in the Christ, the things in the heavens and the things upon the earth, in him, in whom we have also obtained an inheritance, being marked out beforehand, according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who have trusted in the Christ, in whom we also have trusted, having heard the word of the truth, the glad tidings of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, ye have been sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the earnest of our inheritance, to the redemption of the acquired possession, to the praise of his glory.
以弗所书第一章第三节，愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气，就如神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁无有瑕疵，又因爱我们，就按着自己的意旨所喜悦的，预定我们藉着耶稣基督得儿子的名分，使他荣耀的恩典得着称赞。这恩典是他在爱子里所赐给我们的，我们藉这爱子的血得蒙救赎，过犯得以赦免，乃是照他丰盛的恩典。这恩典是神用诸般智慧聪明充充足足赏给我们的，都是照他自己所预定的美意，要我们知道他旨意的奥秘，要照所安排的，在日期满足的时候，使天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一，我们也在他里面得了基业。这原是那位随己意行事行作万事的神，照着他意旨所预定的，叫他的荣耀从我们这首先在基督里有盼望的人可以得着称赞。你们既听见真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督，既然信他， 就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。这圣灵是我们得基业的凭据，直等到神之民被赎，使他的荣耀得着称赞。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们祈祷。
Dear Lord, we want to thank thee for gathering us together here this morning.
我们的亲爱的主，我们感谢你今朝早上来到聚集我们一起。
We do gather unto thy name.
主，我们是奉你的名来到聚集。
And we thank thee for thy precious promise.
我们感谢你宝贵的应许。
That where two or three are gathered together unto my name, there am I in their midst.
主，你说凡是两三个人奉我的名聚集，我就在他们的当中。
We believe that thou art here with us.
我们相信你自己是和我们一起在这里。
And what a pleasure we have to be in thy presence.
我们何等的喜悦能够在你的同在里面。
Because in thy presence is fullness of joy.
因为在你的同在里面我们有满足的喜乐。
Lord, we want first of all to worship thee.
主啊, 首先我们想敬拜你。
To give all glory to yourself.
将一切荣耀归回给你自己。
We look to thee to speak to us this morning.
我们仰望你今早上和我们说话。
Give us the spirit of revelation and wisdom.
赏赐我们智人智慧启示的灵。
That we may really know thee.
叫我们真认识你。
And to know thee is eternal life.
因为认识你就是得永生。
So we just put this time into your hand.
主，我们就将这个时间交你的手里边。
And we look to thy Holy Spirit to quicken thy written word.
我们求你的圣灵能够叫你的话在我们里边苏醒我们。
And lead all of us into the reality of the truth.
带我们进到真理的实际里边。
That thou mayest be glorified.
以致你自己得荣耀。
We ask in thy precious name.
我们奉你宝贵的名字祈祷。
Amen. Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
we want to thank the Lord for gathering us together this time.
我们感谢神再次的召聚我们在这里。
And I believe all know that the theme that we are fellowshipping with.
我们知道，相信我们知道我和大家交通的题目是什么。
We are talking about bondmanship.
我们讲到是作奴仆。
As we said during the first session,
好像我们第一次的信息,
it's very unfortunate that this word has not been correctly translated.
是很可惜的,在圣经里面,这个名词很少是被准确的翻译。
In most of the English Bibles,
在大部分的圣经里面,
and even in our Mandarin version of the Chinese Bible,
甚至是中文圣经的国语的版本,
the only place where the word dolos is rightly translated,
唯一的地方是将这个奴仆这个字是翻译得准确的,
is in Romans chapter 6,
是罗马书第六章,
verse 15 through verse 23.
15节至到23节,
and all the other places have been translated into another word.
但这个字在其他的地方都被翻译成为另一个字。
It is word servant.
就翻译成为奴仆人。
But you know there's a vast difference between slave or bondman and service.
你知道奴仆人和奴隶有很大的分别。
Because a servant is a free person.
因为一个仆人是一个自由人。
He hired himself for wages.
他是被雇佣是因为他有受薪水。
And if he doesn't like his master,
如果他不欢喜主人,
he can quit.
他可以辞工,
and go find another job.
他可以找另一份的工作。
But a slave, a bondman, is different.
但一个奴隶就不同了。
Because he is not free.
因为他没有自由。
He has been bought with a price.
是被用重价来买回来的。
And his master has absolute authority over his life.
他的主人在他的一生里面有绝对的权利。
He is not to serve for wages.
他不是因为人工去服侍。
He is to serve free.
他白白的都要服侍。
And it is supposed that he is to serve with love.
他都要在爱里面来服侍。
So dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
our relationship with our Lord Jesus,
我们和主耶稣的关系,
is more than a relationship of master and servant.
是多过主人和仆人的关系。
It is a relationship of the Lord and his bondman.
他是一个主人和奴隶的关系。
Because he has bought us with a great price.
因为他用一个重价来买赎我们。
Even his own life.
甚至用他自己的生命。
Even his own blood.
甚至用他自己的血。
He has bought us from sin and death.
佢将我哋从罪同死嚟到买赎过嚟。
He has brought us out of the bondage of sin。
佢将我哋从罪嘅奴仆嘅辖制嚟到拯救出嚟。
And he has brought us into his bondage。
佢将我哋系买赎过嚟，系叫我哋进入成为佢嘅奴仆。
Now we have mentioned before，
我哋已经讲过啦。
That the fate of a bond slave depends upon his lord, his master。
这个奴隶他的命运是在乎他的主人。
If his master is a good master，
如果他的主人是一个好的主人，
then the slave will be treated well。
那个奴隶就有受到好的待遇了。
If the master is a hard one，
但如果那个主人是一个苛刻的主人，
then the slave is really hopeless and helpless。
这个奴隶真的很无助，也很无望了。
Now thank God，
感谢神，
that our Lord and Master，
我们的主人
is the most gracious and merciful one。
是一个最是仁慈也是最怜悯 的主人。
We mentioned before，
我们提过了，
that the life of a slave，
一个奴仆 的一生，
depends upon the character of his master and lord，
在乎他的主，他说这个主人的性情。
We have such a wonderful master，
我有一个何等奇妙的主人。
Because he is the lord of lords and the king of kings，
因为他是万主之主，万王之王。
He is not only a perfect man, but a perfect God.
他不单是一个完美的人，他更加一个完全的神。
And we know that according to the will of God，
我们知道按照神的旨意，
even before the foundation of the world，
甚至在创世之前，
even before God began to create the universe，
当神未创造这个宇宙之前，
God had already a will，
神已经有个旨意。
And this will is made according to his good pleasure，
这个旨意是按照他的美意来到造成的。
That is to say， this is what he wants，
换句话来说，这个是他想要的。
This is what he wants to do，
这个是他 想要做的事情。
And this is what will satisfy his heart，
这个是能够满足他的心的。
Now what isThis eternal will of God，
这个神永远的旨意究竟是什么呢？
Now in Ephesians chapter 1，
以弗所书的第一章，
We are told that this eternal purpose of God，
我们说这个告诉我们这个神永远的旨意。
In Ephesians chapter 1 verse 10，
以弗所书第一章的第十节，
For the administration of the fullness of timeTo head up or sum up all things in the Christ, the things in the heavens and the things upon the earth。
以弗所书的第一章的第十节，要照所安排的，在日期满足的时候，使天上地上一切所有的，都在基督里面同归于一。
That in the fullness of time，
在时期日期满足的时候
，God will bring everything。In heaven and earth, into Christ。
神要将在天上地下一切所有嘢，都系带到去基督嘅里面。
Christ Jesus is to be the head of all things。
基督系佢要成为一切嘅头。
Everything will head up in Christ。
一切嘅都系要喺基督里边嚟到同归于一，系基督作佢嘅头。
Everything will be summed up。In Christ，
一切都是会被总结在基督的里面。
Whether it is seen in heaven or seen in earth，
无论我在天上所见的或地上所见的。
Because everything will manifest Jesus Christ，
因为一切都要彰显耶稣基督。
Everything will be filled with Jesus Christ，
一切都是被耶稣基督来到充满。
Everything will represent Jesus Christ，
一切都要来到表达代表耶稣基督。
He is to be the all and in all，
他要成为一切又住在一切的里面。
Now this is the eternal purpose of God，
这个是神永远的旨意。
And of course we are included in that purpose.
当然我们是被包括在这个旨意的里面。
Or we may put it another way.
或者我们换句话这样来说,
we ought even to lead in that purpose.
我们是被带到这个旨意的里面。
Man is to lead the whole created things to Christ.
一切都要被带到基督的里面。
Everything will be summed up in Christ Jesus.
一切都会被总结在基督耶稣的里面。
Nothing will manifest itself or himself.
没一样东西再能够表达他自己。
Everything.
一切,
created things.
所有被造的,
and man.
包括人,
will all represent Jesus Christ.
一切都是代表耶稣基督。
Will all show off Jesus Christ.
一切都是表演出耶稣基督。
Because it is Christ who is the head of all things.
因为基督是一切的元首。
Now, this is God's purpose.
这是神的旨意。
And one day, in the fullness of time,
一天日期满足的时候,
this will become a fact, a reality.
这个变成一个事实,
so you see the greatness of our Lord Jesus.
我们就看见我们的主耶稣基督的伟大。
In the sight of God, He is supreme.
在神的眼里面,他是超越的。
He is the first and the last.
他是最先,他是末后的。
And we are called into that.
我们是被呼召进到这个旨意的里面。
So this is God's purpose for us in Christ Jesus.
这个是神在耶稣基督里面为我们预备的旨意。
This is our Lord and our Master.
这个是我们的主,是我们的主人。
So our dear brother Spark would say, this is the supremacy of Christ.
所以我们的斯巴丁就说,这个是基督的超越性。
And this is the Master and the Lord that we have.
这个就是我们所有的主和主人。
You know, when we think of the word slave or bondman,
你知道,当我们思想到这个奴仆或者奴隶这个字,
our understanding is a little bit different from old days.
我们的明白是和旧日以前的日子是不同的。
Because in the old days,
因为在旧日以前的日子里面,
in the Roman time,
在罗马帝国的时间,
you know, when Paul wrote this letter,
当保罗写这笔所书的时候,
it was in the Roman time,
是罗马帝国的时候,
and in the Roman time,
在罗马帝国的时候,
the slaves were not considered as we consider them today.
不是好像我们今天这样想,是奴仆,是奴隶怎样的。
Now why is it so?
为什么是这样呢?
Because in the Roman days,
因为在罗马帝国的日子,
the culture was Greek culture.
当时的文化是希腊的文化。
So many of the Greeks who became slaves.
所以很多希腊人成为奴隶。
Because they were conquered by the Romans.
因为他被罗马人来统治。
But their culture was higher than the Romans.
但他们的文化是高过罗马人的文化。
So usually in a Roman family,
所以通常在这个罗马人的家庭里面,
they will have many slaves.
他们有很多的奴隶。
And if your master was a nobleman,
如果你的主人是一个贵族,
then the slaves in his house had special honor.
这个奴隶在这个家里面就有特别的尊荣了。
So you remember the Apostle Paul saying in his writing in the letter to the Philippines.
所以我们读到使徒保罗写给罗马人的书信,
Philippians,
提立比的书信,
in chapter 4 towards the last,
第四章是尾的地方,
he said, the household of Caesar salute you.
他说,凯撒家的人来到向你们问安。
Now, who was Caesar?
凯撒是谁呢?
Caesar was the emperor of that time.
凯撒就是当时的帝王。
He had many slaves serving him.
他有很多的奴隶服侍他。
So the household of Caesar refers to the slaves in the house of Caesar.
啊，所以讲到该撒家里边嘅人，该撒家里边嘅人，乃讲到喺皇帝家里边嘅奴隶。
But this was an honorable name.
啊，但一个系一个好尊贵嘅名称，名称噃。
Because you serve such a great master.
啊，因为你服侍嘅系一个咁伟大嘅主人。
So we find that the fate of the slave depends upon the status of the master.
所以我哋发觉奴隶嘅命运系在乎啊佢主人啊嘅地位啦。
It is not only dependent upon the character of the master.
唔单止系在乎呢个主人嘅性情。
Whether your master is good or bad.
或者你嘅主人系好或者系坏。
But it also depends on the status of your master.
但还是更在乎是你主人他的地位。
If your master has a high status,
如果你的主人有崇高的地位,
then all the slaves in his house are looked upon by people with respect.
啊，那这个在我家里面的奴隶，啊，人看着他们的时候就很尊敬他们了。
Now that is the reason why.
啊，这个是那个原因。
You find apostles find themselves honored to be the bondman of Jesus Christ.
所以使徒们他们啊以他们为耶稣基督的奴仆引这个为荣。
We will think nothing of the slaves.
或者我们想到奴隶我们说他真是低贱了。
The apostles glorify themselves.
但使徒却以这个为他们的荣耀。
As the bondman of Jesus Christ.
作基督耶稣的奴隶是荣耀。
Now, if you read the book of Romans,
如果你读罗马书的时候
you know how Paul started the writing?
你知道保罗怎样开始他的书信吗？
He said, Paul, the bondman of Jesus Christ.
他说保罗是耶稣基督的奴隶。
And his apostle.
是同埋使徒。
So you find this title,is even before the title of apostle.
啊，你所以发觉佢作耶稣基督嘅奴隶呢个嘅名衔系比佢作使徒嘅名衔系排先嘅。
We know how honorable is the name apostle.
啊，我哋知道使徒嘅名字系几咁尊贵。
One who is sent by the master.
啊，呢个系主人所差派出去嘅人。
One who is trusted.By his master.
这个人是被蒙他的主人是信托的。
One who represents his master.
是代表他的主人的。
We do not dare to call ourselves apostles.
我们不够胆说我们自称为使徒。
But here you find with the apostle Paul.
你发觉使徒保罗。
He puts the name of the bondman of Jesus Christ first.
他将他是作耶稣基督的奴仆将这个名称摆先。
And then he said, apostle.
然后他才说他是使徒。
So you see how honorable is the term the bondman of Jesus Christ.
啊，所以你看见作为耶稣基督的奴仆这个名称是何等的尊贵。
Now why is it so?
为什么是这样呢?
Because of the status of his master.
啊，这个因为是他主人的地位。
Because he served the living God.
因为他是服侍那个活的神。
He served the only true God.
他属服侍那位唯一的真神。
He served Jesus Christ.
他服侍耶稣基督。
King of kings and Lord of lords.
是万王之王万主之主。
So dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹
we dare not call ourselves apostles.
我们不敢称呼我们自己做使徒。
If we do,
如果我们敢的话
most likely we are false.
好有可能我们假的。
But we should,dare to call ourselves bondmen of Jesus Christ.
但我应该够胆话我们是耶稣基督的奴仆。
Do not be afraid of that name.
我们不要怕这个名称。
If we confess his name before the world,
如果我们在这个世界里面承认他的名字
then he will confess us.
他会承认我们。
This is our confession.
这个是我们所承认的。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹
we have seen how honorable is the term.Bondman of Jesus Christ.
我们看见耶稣基督的奴仆这个名称是何等的尊贵。
And we all are being bought.
我们都是一同是蒙主买赎的。
We live in this, on this earth to serve our master.
我们活在这个地上来服侍我们的主人。
And we are like the love slave of old.
我又好似喺旧约里边所讲到嘅嗰个爱嘅奴隶。
We love our master.
我哋爱我哋嘅主人。
We love his family.
我哋爱佢嘅家。
We do not want to go free.
我哋唔想系白白自由嘅出去。
We want to serve him for life.
我哋想一生嘅嚟到服侍佢。
So in the old days.
所以喺以旧嘅以前嘅日子里边。
When a slave wanted to serve his master for life.
当这个奴隶他想一生服侍主人的时候。
Not out of obligation.
不是因为出自是责任或者必要。
But out of love.
但是出自爱。
What will they do?
他们会怎样做呢?
He will be brought to the judge.
他会被带到审判官的面前。
To see that this is real.
他要看见这个是真的。
It is not being enforced.
不是假的，都不是被逼的。
And then the master will lead the slave to his house.
咁呢个主人要将呢个仆人带到佢家嘅门嗰度。
To the door of his house.
去到佢嘅房子嘅门口。
And use an oil to pierce his hand to the door.
佢要将佢嘅耳仔嚟到用锥穿佢嘅耳仔到个门嘅上边。
By that it means.
嗰个意思乃话。
Now your ear has been pierced to the door of the master.
你的耳朵被是钉上这个门的主人的门的上面。
Your first duty will be to hear what your master says.
你的第一个责任你就要听你的主人的吩咐。
To serve your master.
去服侍你的主人。
The first thing is not your hand.
第一样嘢唔喺你嘅手里边
，nor your feet，
唔系你嘅脚。
The first thing is your ear.
第一样嘢系你嘅耳朵。
We learn to listen.
我哋学去听
，listen to what our master says.
系听我哋主人嚟讲乜嘢
，and do his bidding.
嗱，系听佢嘅吩咐。
This is how to serve our Lord Jesus.
呢个就系我哋应该咁样嘅嚟到服侍主耶稣。
Now this.Morning.
今朝嘅早上
，is our last section.
系我哋最后嘅一堂信息。
We want to see the glory of bondmanship.
我哋想睇见系作仆奴隶嗰个荣耀。
To be a bondman of Jesus Christ is full of glory.
作为耶稣基督嘅奴仆，乃满有荣耀。
Why?
点解咧
？Because he has great plan for us.
因为佢哋为我哋有一个好伟大嘅计划。
So this refers us to Ephesians chapter 1.
这个就带回到我们看以弗所书的第一章。
In verse 3,
第三节,
it reads, Blessed be the Lord and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies in Christ.
各愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神。他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
Do we know that our Lord, our Master, has blessed us with every spiritual blessings in the heavenlies?
我们知不知道我们的主，我们的主人在基督耶稣里面是将天上所有各样的属灵福气都赐了给我们呢？
As we have mentioned before,
正如我们以前提过，
In the Old Testament time,
在旧约的时候
to the children of Israel,
对以色列人的子民
God promised to bless us with every earthly blessing,
神祝福他们地上所有的福气
because they will have many sons and daughters,
他们有很多的儿子女儿
their cattle and their herd will multiply,
他们的畜生会生养众多
Thy best baskets will be full.
佢哋嘅面包篮系会满咗面包。
But we as the heavenly people of God.
但我哋作神属天嘅子民。
We have better blessings.
我哋有更好嘅祝福气。
It is not just earthly.
唔定只系地上嘅祝福。
It is heavenly.
乃属天嘅。
God has blessed us with every spiritual blessings.In the heavenly.
神将天上所有各样的属灵的福气都是赐了给我们。
You know, in recent years,
你知道在最近的年间
in Christianity,
在基督教的里面
there is a teaching,
那两个的教导
is a teaching that seems to be spread all over.
It
is called prosperity gospel.
这个是讲到一个繁荣的福音。
Now have you heard that term?
你有没有听过这个名词呢?
If you haven't heard it, you are fortunate.
如果你听不到,你就幸运了。
Because today is spread all over the world.
因为这个事情是全遍全世界。
And the prosperity gospel tells us.
这个繁荣的福音告诉我们。
You are blessed with every earthly blessing.
你是被祝福所地上所有的福气。
In Christ Jesus.
在基督耶稣里面。
So we are told.
我们这样,人家这样告诉我们。
You don't need to drive a Chevrolet.
你不需要驾车。
You can drive a Rolls Royce. God wants to bless you.
神要祝福你。
That is prosperity gospel. And how people flock to that gospel.
多少人来到挤涌来听这个福音。
This is not the gospel of Jesus Christ.
这个不是耶稣基督的福音。
Because we are his spiritual people.
因为我们是属灵的子民。
He has blessed us with better blessings.
他给我们的福气是更好的。
He blesses us with all the spiritual blessings in the heavenly.
他将天上所有各样的属灵福气来赏赐给我们。
That's what we are looking for.
这个我们应该追求的。
And this heavenly blessing,
这个天上的福气,
this spiritual blessing,
这个属灵的福气,
is not just a little. Here and there.
不是只有这里一点,
it is all the spiritual blessings in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus.
这个是天上所有的属灵的福气在基督耶稣里面的。
It includes so much in it.
这个包括太多东西了。
And in the section in Ephesians that we have read in the beginning,
在我们开始读以弗所书这段经文的里面,
it gave us a few of the blessings.
这个给我们看见有几个的福气。
Number one.
第一,
how he has chosen us, even before the foundation of the world.
他怎样从创立世界以前就拣选了我们了。
This is not an accident.
这个不是一个意外。
That we become believers.
我们成为信徒不是一个意外来的。
God has chosen us even before the foundation of the world.
神甚至在创立世界以前已经拣选了我们。
So there is the assurance of our salvation.
所以我们的救恩是有很肯定的确据。
Not because of our works.
不是因为我们的工作。
But because of God's grace.
因为神的恩典。
Because we haven't been born yet.
因为我们还没出世。
We haven't done anything yet.
我们还什么都没做。
But even before the foundation of the world,
甚至在创立世界以前,
He has already chosen us in Christ.
他已经在基督耶稣的里面拣选了我们。
And when He chose us,
当他拣选我们的时候,
what was in His mind?
在他心思里面想什么呢?
That we may be holy and blameless before Him in love.
乃要我们在爱的里面在他面前成为圣洁无有瑕疵。
Not just barely saved.
不是仅仅的得救。
But to be holy.
而是成为圣洁。
To be separated from the world and separated unto God.
乃从世界分别出来来归给神。
And blameless.
乃无有瑕疵。
There is nothing to be blamed.
那里无可指责，没有东西可以指责我们。
At the coming of our Lord Jesus.
当主耶稣回来的时候，没有东西可以指责我们。
That's our spiritual blessing.
这个是我们属灵的福气。
Can it be done by ourselves?
这个能不能靠着我们自己做呢?
Are we able to accomplish that?
我们自己能不能够成全成就这个呢?
Are we able to work towards that goal?
我们有没有办法向着这个目标来努力呢?
No.
没。
It is in love.
这个在爱的里面,
it is only by His love.
唯有靠着祂的爱,
His love will bring us to that place.
祂的爱将我们带到那个地位,
His love will separate us.
祂的爱将我们分别出来,
and His love will make us blameless.
祂的爱使我们无有瑕疵,
and then it says in verse 5,
又在第五节这样讲,
having marked us out beforehand for adoption through Jesus Christ to himself according to the good pleasure of his will.
又因爱我们，就按着自己意旨所喜悦的预定我们，藉着耶稣基督得儿子的名分。
Now God has already marked us out.
神已经是预定了我们，或者是预先来到或拣选了我们。
For one thing,
为了一样嘢
，for adoption，
系为着叫我得儿子嘅名分
，through Jesus Christ to Himself，
乃藉着耶稣基督叫我哋属于归于佢。
We who are bondmen of Jesus Christ，
我哋系原本系耶稣基督嘅奴隶。
We who have been bought with a price，
我哋被重价买翻翻嚟。
We who are nobody, nothing，
我哋原本系咩都冇。
We have no right of our own.
我哋按住我哋自己乜嘢权都冇。
And yet God in His love,
而神喺佢爱嘅里边
，He has determined,
佢已经定义
to adopt us,
系到系收纳我哋作儿子。
Now we all know what adoption means.
我哋知道收纳我哋作儿子系咩意思。
Now today you find that the Western world tried to adopt some children from the backward countries.
我们知道今天西方的世界有人来到想从一些落后的地方来到收纳一些孩童来到作他的儿子。
These children were not born by you.
这些小孩不是你生的。
They were born to a poor family.
他们是生在一些很穷的家庭里面。
And you out of love and pity.
你出自爱或者怜悯。
You want to adopt them for you.
你就接纳他们，收纳他们作儿子。
Legally, you made them your sons and daughters.
在律法上，你叫他们成为你的儿女。
But adoption does not include birth.
但这个接纳、收纳这些孩童，不包括了，是不包括你生他的。
You may adopt someone from another country.
你可以从另一个国家来到收纳一个人作你的儿子。
And legally made him your son.
你可以在律法上叫他成为你的儿子。
But naturally, he is not yours.
但天然，以天然来讲，他不是你的儿子。
Because he was born by other parents.
因为他有另一个父母生的。
But adoption, that word in the original,
但是这个收纳作为儿子这个原文的意思
is the placing of sons.
那是那个儿子的地位。
And by placing of sons,
他按着儿子的地位
it means that when God adopts us,
当神收纳我们的时候
he gave us his own life to us.
神将自己的生命给我们。
We are born of the Spirit.
我们从圣灵而生。
God's Spirit gave birth to us.
神的圣灵将我们生出来。
And He gave us His own divine life.
祂将自己神圣的生命给过我们。
So today we who are believers,
今天我们是信徒,
we are adopted in a deeper way.
我们那个被收纳作儿子是比我们通常的意思是更深的。
Not just through law, through legality.
不是只是透过律法的制度。
But there will be a birth.
而是那里有一个重生。
So, dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
you find that we who were slaves bought by the price.
我们原本是一个奴隶被用一个重价买回来的。
At the same time,
同时,
when he paid the price to buy us,
当他为我们付出代价来到买我们的时候
He even adopted us.
他甚至是将我们收纳作为儿子
He even gave his life to us.
他甚至将自己的生命给我们
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹
We on the one hand are bondmen.
所以一面来说我们是奴隶
On the other hand,
但在另一面
We are the children of God.
我们是神的儿女
It is not just a legal thing.
这个不是一个律法上的事情。
It is real.
这个是真的。
We are born of the Holy Spirit.
我们真的从圣灵而生。
So you see here.
所以在这里你看见。
The blessing, the glory of bondmen.
我们看见一个 奴隶佢嘅荣耀。
We are not only the bondmen of Jesus Christ.
我哋唔单止系耶稣基督嘅奴隶。
At the same time,
但同时
，He has adopted us.
佢系收纳我哋为儿子。
And one day He wants to place us in the place of a son.
有一日佢将我哋摆作儿子嘅地位。
So when the Apostle Paul wrote the letter to the Galatians,
当保罗写信俾以弗所嘅弟兄姊妹嘅时候
，In chapter 4,
喺第四章
，He mentioned this matter of sonship.
佢就讲到系呢个系收纳作儿子或得儿子嘅名分。
And as we read it, we know that it is really not according to the Jewish.
我哋读嘅时候，我哋就知道呢个唔系按住犹太人嘅传统。
Because according to the Jewish tradition，
因为按住犹太人嘅传统
，at the time of our Lord Jesus Christ，
喺我哋主耶稣基督嘅时候
，when a Jewish boy reached the age of 12，
当个犹太人嘅男孩喺到到十二岁嘅时候
，he will be brought to the temple，
佢就会被带到圣殿嘅里边
，to become the son。Of the law.
佢要成为律法之子。
So that's what happened to our Lord Jesus.
呢个系正正发生喺我哋主耶稣基督嘅身上。
When he was 12,
当佢十二岁嘅时候
，his earthly parents brought him to the temple.
佢地上嘅父母带到佢去圣殿嘅里边。
And there he was made a son of the law.
喺嗰度佢成为律法之子。
Now what does it mean?
呢个咩意思咧
？It means that now.You become a member of the synagogue.
今日你就成为会堂嘅一份子啦。
You have the right to ask questions and also to answer questions.
你有个权利，你可以喺会堂聚会嘅时候问问题或者答问题。
That's the reason why our Lord Jesus, after he was made son of the law, he remained in Jerusalem.
这个就是我当我们的主耶稣成为律法之子的时候他留下在耶路撒冷。
Because he wanted to do his father's business.
因为他想做他父的事。
And when his earthly parents found him in the temple,
当他的地上的父母在圣殿找到他的时候
they were so worried.
他们就很忧虑了。
Why are you doing such a thing?
为什么你这样做这样事待我们呢
And our Lord Jesus said,
我们主耶稣怎么答呢
Why are you worried?
为什么你担心呢
Must not I do?My father's business.
我岂唔应该以我父嘅事为念咩
？But as a minor, he obeyed his earthly parents.
系，但作为一个孩童，佢信服佢地上嘅父母。
And he went home with them.
佢就同佢哋一齐翻屋企。
Now even today in the Jewish society,
甚至今日喺犹太人嘅社会嘅里边
，they still kept that tradition.
佢哋仍然保留佢哋嘅传统。
But it's no longer 12 years old.
但依家唔系再十二岁啦。
It is 13 years old.
依家系十三岁。
When a Jewish boy reached the age of 13,
当个犹太人嘅男孩子到十三岁嘅时候
，then he will go to the synagogue.
佢就会到会堂嘅里边
，and he will be made a son of the law.
佢就会被造成为律法之子。
But the date of the placing of the son with the Jewish custom is set.
但呢个系犹太人佢哋个儿子成为律法之子嘅。那个年岁是定规了的。
When a son grew to 13 years old,
当他大到13岁的时候
no matter whether he has become a real man or still as a child,
无论他在13岁的时候能够真的成为一个男人或者只是仍然是一个男孩子
he will be made a son of the law.
他都会被造成为律法之子了。
But the Roman custom is different.
但罗马人嘅传统就唔同啦。
So Paul, he used the Roman custom.
但保罗用嘅系罗马人嘅传统。
Now in the Roman family,
喺罗马人嘅家庭嘅里边
，they have many slaves.
佢有好多嘅奴隶。
Because they conquer the world.
因为佢哋系统治占领全世界。
So after a child.Was born.
当个小孩子是男孩子出世的时候
，legally he was the heir.
律法上来讲，他出世的时候已经是后嗣了。
He will inherit all the family inheritance. But being a child,
但作一個孩子,
he did not know how to inherit his inheritance. So he will be put under guardians and stewards. Now these guardians and stewards were slaves.
这些教师的管家原本是一个奴隶,
probably Greeks.
可能是一个希腊人,
because they have better culture than the Romans.
因为希腊人他们的文化是比罗马人高,
so the Roman father will use these slaves as the stewards and guardians of their boy.
他这个是罗马人的父亲就会用这个希腊人的奴隶来做他的孩子的管家和他的教师,
to educate his boy,
来教育他的孩子,
to bring up his boy,
来教养大这个孩子,
to teach his boy,
来教导这个孩子,
and even to discipline his boy.
甚至是来管教这个孩子。
Now while a Roman boy was under the guardianship and stewardship of the slaves,
当这个男孩子在这个管家或者这个教师的手下的时候,
even though he was the heir,
虽然他是后嗣,
he was no different than a slave.
但他跟奴隶没有分别了。
And he was lower than a slave.
其实他比奴隶还低,
because his stewards and guardians were slaves.
因为那个教他的,管他的,那个根本是一个奴隶,
and they were above him.
他们在他之上,
he was taught to obey them.
他们,这个孩子要被教导,来到听他们的管家的教训。
He could not say, I'm the heir.
他不能说,我是后嗣,
listen to me.
听我说,
no.
不得,
he must obey guardians and stewards.
他一定要信服这个管家或者这个教师。
This is the only way to bring up the boy to manhood.
这个是唯一的方法,让这个男孩子能够真的长大成为一个男人。
Now with the Roman custom,
在这个罗马人,
they did not decide a certain date.
他们不定规哪个年岁,
and on that day, you became a man.
或者说在那个年岁,你就成为一个男人,
no, there was no day set.
那个没有一个定规的日子,
the father was watching,
那个父亲在观察,
to see how his boy grew up under the stewardship and guardianship of these slaves.
他看这个男孩子怎样的,在这个管家和这个教师的管教的底下,
then one day,
有一天,
he thought that the boy has grown.
他想这个男孩子已经长大成人了,
the boy has become a man.
这个男孩子成为一个男人了,
so now he set a date,
他就定一个日子,
to make that boy a man.
在那天他就叫这个男孩子成为一个男人了,
he will go through certain ceremonies,
他会有一些礼仪,
and he will change his clothing.
他会将他的衣服来改变,
as a boy he wears a short,
他穿男孩子的时候,他穿一些短裤,
but now it's changed to long gone.
现在成为男人的时候,他穿长袍了,
he had now been placed in the place of the son.
现在他就被真的摆作儿子的地位,
formerly you are a son.
原本或者说正式来说,他实在是儿子,
but you haven't been put in the place of the son.
但你还没放在儿子的地位上面,
because you are not qualified yet.
因为你还没有资格,
you are not able to do that yet.
你还没有能力能够这样做,
but now you have grown.
但现在你长大了,
so your place in the place of the son.
所以你的地位就放在儿子的地位上面.
Now, what does it mean?
这个什么意思呢?
It means now, from now on, you are equally responsible with your father for all the wealth as well as all the debts.
换句话来说,从现今开始,你就从你父亲有同样的责任来对负责他所有的财富或者是债务。
Now that was the custom of the Romans.
这个就是罗马人的传统。
And Paul used that to apply to us.
啊, 保罗就用这个应用在我们的身上。
Brothers and sisters,
啊, 弟兄姊妹,
even though we are son bondmen,
啊, 虽然我们, 啊, 是一个奴隶,
even though we being children of God, we are co-heirs with Christ.
啊, 虽然我们是, 啊, 是神买赎过来, 我们就是从基督同作后嗣,
but we are not qualified to place, to be placed as the son.
啊, 但我们还没有资格被摆儿子的地位。
So, what will God do to us?
啊, 但神要怎样待我们呢?
He will put us under stewards and guardians.
神会将我们摆在管家和教师的手下。
Now, who are our stewards and guardians?
啊, 谁是我们的教师和管家?
If you carefully read the scripture,
如果你留意小心读圣经的时候,
you will find our guardians and stewards are none other but the Holy Spirit.
啊, 我们的管家或者教师不是别人,乃是圣灵。
When we believe in the Lord Jesus,
啊, 当我们相信主耶稣基督的时候,
not only he has given us a new spirit,
不单止他给我们一个新的灵,
and Jesus Christ come into our new spirit as the life of the spirit.
啊, 主耶稣进到我灵的里面, 成为这个灵的生命,
but at the same time,
但同时,
he has put the Holy Spirit in our new spirit.
啊, 但神将圣灵同时摆在我们的新的灵的里面。
Do you not know that when you believe in the Lord Jesus,
你不知道,当你相信主耶稣基督的时候,
you have the Holy Spirit indwelt you?
你有圣灵内住在你里面吗?
If you do not have the indwelt Holy Spirit, you are not of God.
如果你没有内住的圣灵, 你就不是属于神的了。
So every believer,
所以每一个信徒,
has the Holy Spirit dwells in him.
有圣灵,
or her.
住在他的里面,
we want to ask the question.
我想问一个问题了,
why?
为什么呢?
Is it so?
为什么是这样呢?
Is the life enough?
是这个生命不足够吗?
Why should the Holy Spirit come and dwell in us?
为什么圣灵要来住在我们里面呢?
Because even though we have the life of Christ,
因为就算我们有基督的生命,
but the life in us is still in the young age.
啊, 我们这个生命仍然是一个很幼嫩的,
we are babies,
我们是婴孩,
in Christ,
在基督的里面,
so he gave the Holy Spirit in us,
所以他将圣灵给了我们,
that the Holy Spirit will be our guardians and our stewards.
啊, 这些圣灵能够成为我们的管家, 成为我们的教师,
he will bring us up,
他要将我们带大,
he will teach us,
他要教导我们,
he will make Christ's life grow in us,
他要叫基督的生命在我们里面长大,
until we are conformed to the image of Christ.
啊, 直到我们被无成神儿子基督的模样,
that is the work of the Holy Spirit.
这是圣灵的工作,
and he never fails to do that.
啊, 他从来在这个事情不会失败,
because the Holy Spirit is faithful.
啊, 因为圣灵是很忠心的,
he does not exalt himself.
啊, 他不会勉强我们,
he does not speak of himself.
啊, 他都不说自己,
all the Holy Spirit within us does,
啊, 圣灵要我们所做的, 但是,
is to bring us to Christ.
来将我们带到基督那里,
is to show us what is of Christ.
啊, 来给我们看见基督是怎样的,
what is not of Christ.
啊, 什么不属于基督的,
he will get rid from us all our natural sinful things.
啊, 他将我们所有天然是赎罪性的东西来除掉,
all our illegal relationships.
啊, 我们所有不正当的关系,
all our bad habits,
我们所有坏的习惯,
even our mind,
啊, 甚至我们的心思,
our imagination,
啊, 甚至我们的幻想,
he will put all these to the cross.
啊, 他将所有这些放在十字架上面,
and he will bring everything that is Christ to us.
他将所有属基督的带到我们的里面,
he will teach us.
他要教导我们,
in all things.
在所有的事上,
you remember in 1 John chapter 2?
你记得约翰一书第二章?
Do you not know that you have the anointing within you?
你岂不知道你里边有恩膏吗？
The anointing is the Holy Spirit.
这个恩膏就是圣灵啦。
And he will teach you in all things.
他会在一切的事上教导你。
Not only big things.
不单只是大的事情。
Even small things.
甚至小的事情。
And whatever he teaches you is true.
无论他什么教导你的都是真的。
And if you obey his teaching,
如果你顺从他的教导,
you abide in Christ.
你就住在基督的里面,
so dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
what a heavenly Father we have.
我们有一个何等的天父,
what our Lord Jesus has provided for us.
我们的主耶稣基督为我们预备了何等的奇妙,
he prepared for us everything.
他将一切都为了我们预备,
not only give us life,
不单是给我们生命,
but everything concerns godliness. Everything that will make us like Christ. To be conformed to Christ. Everything has been given. It's all on the basis of the finished work of Christ on Calvary's cross.
一切都是基于基督耶稣在各国他十字架所完成的救赎。
When our Lord Jesus said it is finished,
当我们的主说都成了,
it is really finished.
真的成了,
everything has been done.
一切已经做完了,
that will save us to the uttermost.
这个要将我们拯救到底,
nothing is lacking.
没有东西是缺乏的,
God has provided everything for us.
神已经一切为了我们预备。
This is what we call truth.
这个是我们所说的真理。
But this truth is objective.
但这个真理只不过是客观的真理。
That is something done outside of us.
乃说一些东西在我们以外已经造成的。
Christ did it over 2,000 years ago.
基督在2000年前已经造成了。
Outside of Jerusalem.
在耶路撒冷的外面。
On the cross.
在十字架上。
It's done.
已经作成了,
and what he has finished is finished forever.
他所作成的一次过就永远作成了,
it never changes.
永远都不会改变,
it's always true.
永远都是真的,
he will save us to the uttermost.
他要拯救我们到底,
whatever you need, the supply is there.
无论你需要什么,
but brothers and sisters,
但弟兄姊妹,
why is it that our Lord Jesus has made a perfect salvation for us?
为什么耶稣基督要为我们成就一个完美的救恩呢?
And we seem to be like paupers.
但我们却好像一个乞衣一样呢?
Why?
为什么呢?
It is because
这个是因为
the objective truth of Christ has not become subjective experience in us.
基督这个客观的这个真理还未成为我们主观的经历,
who can do this transforming work?
谁能够做这个改变的工作吗?
The Holy Spirit alone.
唯有圣灵.
So his mission is make the objective truth in Christ Jesus to become subjective experience in us.
圣灵的工作是要将这个基督里面这个客观的真理要做到成为我们主观的经历。
He is to apply all that Christ has done for us.
他要将基督所作成的一切应用在我们身上。
And to translate it into our being.
将基督所作的一切来到 是转到我们的身上，我们的全人的里面。
That we may experience Christ in a living way.
以致我们能够经历基督是一个活泼有生命的经历。
Now this is the work of the Holy Spirit.
这个是圣灵的工作。
How does he do it?
他怎么做呢?
He does it by two means.
他靠着两个途径来做。
Number one.
第一,
he will enlighten us.
他会光照我们,
he will reveal Christ to us.
他将基督启示给我们,
after we believe in the Lord Jesus,
当我们信了主耶稣基督之后,
we find in our experience,
我们发觉在我们的经历里面,
that the Holy Spirit began to speak to us.
圣灵开始同我们说话。
Began in the depths of our heart, we hear a still small voice.
在我们的心的深处，我们听到一个微小的声音。
After we believe in the Lord Jesus,
当我们信了主耶稣之后，
we should live differently.
我们应该活得不同了。
But we did not know better.
但我们没有认识更好更多。
So oftentimes we still try to live as we lived before.
很多时候我们还是好像以前那样活。
Old habits.
旧的习惯。
Did not easily drop off.
旧的习惯不是那么容易脱落。
So sometimes we will still talk the same way as we used to talk.
所以有些时候我们讲话仍然好像我们未信主以前那样讲话。
To use an illustration.
用一个例子。
Before you believe in the Lord Jesus,
你相信耶稣基督之前，
you like to talk.
你喜欢讲话。
And when you talk,
当你讲的时候，
you like to exaggerate.
你想夸大。
You like to tell white lies.
你喜欢讲一些白色的大话。
And you find yourself very happy.
你讲的时候你觉得很开心。
Now after you're saved,
当你信主之后，
you're still the same way.
你仍然一样吧。
You want to talk.
你想讲嘢。
And you begin to exaggerate.
你又开始想夸大了。
And you begin to have talk hard truth.
你就开始讲呢一半嘅真理。
Now when you're doing that,
当你咁做嘅时候，
what happened?
咩事情发生啊？
Somehow within you,
总喺你里边，
there is a voice.
有一个声音。
Enough.
够啦。
Stop.
停啦。
Now, did you stop?
你有冇停啦？
No, you continue on.
你继续讲落去。
But when you continue on,
但当你继续讲落去嘅时候，
what happened to you?
你有咩事情发生？
You feel good?
你觉得好好咩？
Or you feel bad?
或者你觉得好唔好啊？
Strangely,
好奇怪。
You feel bad?
你觉得好唔好啊？
You find that you cannot pray?
你发觉你唔能够祈祷啊？
You're out of touch with God?
你发觉你同神唔能够有接触啊？
You have to confess.
你要承认。
Repent.
你要悔改。
Ask for forgiveness.
你求赦免。
The cleansing of the blood of Jesus.
保血嘅洁净。
Then you are restored to God.
你又再恢复同神嘅相交。
Do you have such experience?
你有冇咁嘅经历啦？
Your guardian and steward is working.
你嘅管家，你嘅教师喺度教工作啊。
He is educating you.
他在这里教育你啊。
He wants to bring you out of yourself.
他想将你从你自己请带出来啊。
And into Christ.
将你带进基督的里面啊。
Now that's the way it is.
这个就是这样了。
And he's full of understanding.
这个是叫你能够明白。
So he will not deal with you over your head.
他不会只是在你的头脑里面来对付你。
He will shed a little light first.
他会先有一些光光照你。
And then later the light become greater.
但渐渐这个光越来越大。
He will deal with your habits.
他会对付你的习惯。
He will deal with everything in your life.
他会对付你生活里面一切的事情。
Until
直到
you are purified.
你是被炼净。
Light.
光。
Revelation.
启示。
Not something teaching coming from outside.
不是一些外面来的教训。
It is direct teaching.
一个直接的教导。
From within.
是从里面的。
That is one way.
这个是一个途径。
And another way he uses.
另一个途径他使用的。
We call it the discipline of the Holy Spirit.
我们说是圣灵的管教。
He will arrange your environment.
他会安排一些环境。
After you are saved,
当你得救之后，
everything that happens to you,
一切发生在你身上的事情，
are being arranged by the Holy Spirit.
是圣灵安排的。
Nothing is accident.
没有东西是意外。
To a Christian, nothing is by chance.
对基督徒来说，没有东西是只是偶然。
God loves you so much.
神是这么爱你。
He even number your hair.
他甚至你的头发都数过。
When you comb your hair this morning,
当你今早梳头的时候，
not only he knows exactly how many hairs dropped,
他不单止知道你有多少头发甩了，
he even knows what number of your hair is
dry. 甚至知道你剩翻有几多条头发。
Can you find a love more than that?
你又能够找到一个比这个爱更深的？
Can you find a care more than that?
你又能够找到一个这样的照顾是更深的？
To a Christian,
对一个基督徒来讲,
nothing comes by chance.
没有东西是偶然发生的。
The Holy Spirit is in charge of your environment.
是管理着你的环境。
He will put you in the right environment.
他将你放在一个对的环境里面。
He will get you in touch with the right people.
他将你放在对的人的当中。
You will be in the right circumstances.
你会在一个对的情况里面。
It may not be according to what you like.
未必是按照你所欢喜的。
But it is according to the wisdom of God.
但是按照神的智慧。
He used your surrounding.
他用你的环境,
to educate you.
来到教育你,
to train you.
啊, 来到训练你,
to make you a man or a woman.
啊, 叫你成为一个男人, 一个女人,
to place you in the place of a son.
啊, 将你摆在儿子的地位,
brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
you do not need to create crosses.
你不需要为自己来创造一些十字架。
You know, in the old days,
你知道在以前的日子,
and even today,
甚至今日,
there are people who we call mystics.
我们说有些是奥秘派的人。
They want to be holy.
他们想成为圣洁。
So they create lots of crosses for themselves.
他们为自己来创造很多的十字架。
They try to ill-treat their body.
他们尝试来苦待自己的身体。
Because body is matter.
因为身体是物质。
And matter is evil.
物质是邪恶。
So they will sleep on a bed with irons, nails.
他们会放在一些钉床的上面。
They will close with the clothes with nails.
他们会在衣服里面有钉的。
They will beat themselves with blood.
他们打自己打到出血。
Martin Luther did that.
马丁路德曾经做过。
But thank God.
但感谢神,
God delivered him.
神将他释放。
You don't need to create crosses for yourself.
你不需要为自己来创造十字架。
The Holy Spirit is the only one who know how much cross you can bear.
唯有圣灵知道你能够担几多十字架。
He will not allow any cross beyond your age.
他不会容让一些十字架是超过你的岁数。
So whatever happened to you,
所以无论什么发生在你身上,
He has already measured it.
他已经计算过了。
He knows that if you trust him,
他知道你信靠他的时候,
you are able to bear the cross.
你能够背负这个十字架,
but if you do not trust him,
但你不信靠他的时候,
you try to do yourself,
你尝试自己去做,
you are not able to bear it.
你没办法来背这个十字架,
you do not learn the lesson.
你没学到这个功课,
so what should we do?
我们怎么做呢?
We cooperate.
我们要合作。
We say, Lord,
主啊,
if this is what you want,
如果这是你所想要的,
be my strength,
啊, 给我有力量,
that I may be able to bear it,
啊, 叫我能够承担,
and learn the lesson.
来到学这个功课。
Now, this is the training of children,
啊, 这个我们训练孩子,
that we may grow up and one day to be placed as sons and daughters.
只有一天我们能够长大能够被摆在儿子的地位。
And when you are being placed as sons,
当你被摆在儿子的地位,
you inherit your inheritance.
你就承受你的产业。
Now we have no time to go into it.
我们没时间进入这个了。
Because our inheritance is beyond speaking.
因为我们所得的产业实在是说不尽出来的。
And according to Ephesians chapter 1,
按照以弗所书第一章,
not only we will inherit Christ,
不单止我们承受基督,
Christ will inherit us.
基督都要承受我们。
And as we inherit Christ,
当我们承受基督的时候,
what glory of riches is that?
何等荣耀, 丰富的荣耀,
but when Christ inherit us,
当基督承受我们的时候,
he will not inherit us as a wilderness.
他不是承受我们好像承受一个旷野,
he will inherit us as a land flowing with milk and honey.
他要承受我们,
now, isn't that wonderful?
这个岂不是很奇妙吗?
So bondmanship will lead you to sonship.
所以奴隶带着我们成为儿子,
this is the work of God.
这个神的工作,
nobody can do it.
没人能够做,
not even think about it.
甚至想都想不到,
shall we bow and worship him?
让我们低头敬拜他,
dear Lord Jesus,
我们亲爱的主耶稣,
there is only one thing that we can do.
好了,
we bow and worship.
我们低头敬拜,
thou hast been too good for us.
你对我们真的太好了,
what shall we say?
我们有什么可以说呢?
We can only say thank you.
我只能够说感谢主,
may thy blessing be upon thy people.
我愿你的祝福临到你的百姓,
that we may be brought to sonship.
以致我们被带到成为儿子的名分,
to fulfill thy plan for us.
来到满足你自己的,为,在我们身上的计划,
we ask in the name of our Lord Jesus.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祈祷。
Amen.
Amen.